Good Neighbors. Written by Niraj Sikki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. Rating G. Category Gen. Also tagged for Fae and Fairies. Nie Huaisong quite liked their neighbors. He was aware that that was widely viewed as being a little bit odd of him, but it wasn't any more odd than his general distaste for training his saber. Though, combined with his passion for pretty things, fans and clothing and paintings and birds, more than one person had not so subtly implied that they thought Nie Huaisong might be a changeling. They only ever implied it once. Nie Mingtui seemed to have an extra sense for finding out when people were being cruel to his brother, and no hesitation whatsoever about beating the living daylights out of them when he did. Honestly, Nie Huaisong wouldn't even mind it that much. Their neighbors were a bit of an oddity, truth be told. One of his neighbors had had a bad case of restless feet and decided to rebel against their family rules by taking his saber and joining up as a caravan guard headed for the western lands. And when he'd reached the end of that route, he'd hopped on a boat and kept going until he couldn't go any further. When he came back, he brought the neighbors with him. Normal people might have protested the idea of having inhuman creatures just like the ones they fought every time they went on a night hunt being brought back at all, much less categorized as neighbors. Personally, Nie Huaisong suspected that the Nie sect leader at the time had been his brother's previous incarnation, because the man had apparently just shrugged and told them that they were welcome as long as they obeyed the same rules as anyone else. And after that, well, it would be rude to go back on that, wouldn't it? Really, as long as they kept up with the usual traditions of trade, leaving out a pat of milk with some honey on the regular and making sure to have a few silver sabers forged in case a visiting guest disciple didn't feel like picking up steel, and self-protection, like keeping unforged iron on the gate and woven into your hair as a daily tradition, the neighbors were pretty decent company. Tricky, yes, and often mischievous in a way that could mean death to the unwary. But weren't most things like that, anyway? Maybe that was just his heritage, in the Nie sect speaking. Compared to the saber spirits, the neighbors were downright friendly. Sure, they had to give up a few things. In Qinghe, given names were rarely used and never willingly shared, with nicknames for children and courtesy names bestowed as soon as the child could even lift a practice saber to avoid having any issues, like that one particular family legend. But the neighbors gave them things back, too. Cleaning, for one. Nie Huaisong always found it rather funny how the other sects consistently underestimated the Nie sect's size, assuming, as they did, that the majority of their numbers were retainers necessary for scrubbing floors and doing laundry, when in fact they were all practicing the saber most of the time. The actual housework was mostly done by some extremely efficient neighbors that hated being noticed and despised being thanked even more. The popular theory was that cleaning for humans was the neighbor equivalent of family discipline, and everyone knew how rude interfering with imposed punishments was. No one had been stupid enough to try to offer them pay in years, even though the occasional guest disciple sometimes asked about it. Assuming they even noticed, most guest disciples were so stuck in their ways and traditions that they never bothered to think about who was doing the cleaning, and the clever ones, like Meng Yao, were mostly just confused when they were told that the neighbors did it, and not to ask too many questions. It wasn't really a good thing to ask too many questions, unless you were like Nie Huaisang and actually enjoyed conversations that had no yeses and no nos, where every sentence was both innuendo and veiled threat, and nothing ever made sense if you applied merely human logic to it. Yes, Nie Huaisang rather liked their neighbors, and he sometimes flattered himself in thinking that they liked him too. Mushrooms appeared on his windowsill on a regular basis. He always reserved a quarter to be dressed into a nice salad and returned them. Insects never dared touch him. And really, as long as he remembered not to eat or drink anything when he visited them for a bit of late-night dancing, their strange neighbor-style dancing that wasn't anything like normal dancing, everything was fine. When he was younger, he thought going dancing with the neighbors was being rebellious, only to grow up and realize that his brother had known all along, but allowed it to pass without comment, on the basis that at least Nie Huaisang was getting exercise somehow. Actually, it was a little funny. The neighbors might be friendly to Nie Huaisang, who liked them and spent time with them, but they were obsessed with his brother, who barely paid them any attention. He never neglected them, of course. Nie Mingtui was as righteous in his contracts with the neighbors as he was in upholding his word in any other part of his life. Ironically, that was the very thing that drove the neighbors wild about him.
"He just says what he means and means what he says,"
a voice identical to a rippling brook complained to a passing ball of lightning.
"As plain-spoken as a fool, as unyielding as time, as vicious as we. And yet, he understands all that we say. Impossible."
Nie Huaisang hid his mouth behind a fan so that they didn't have to see him laugh. There was a reason the neighbors had always had such good relations with the Nie sect, and it was because his ancestors were either like Nie Mingtui, painfully straightforward, or like Nie Huaisang, who found the neighbors' inexplicable and confusing ways rather charming. It was good for both sides, really, especially now, during times of war. The invading Wen sect didn't know the rules about avoiding rings and not drinking from mysterious pools, and the neighbors took offense at that, responding, as they usually did, with hissing snakes and night attacks and the occasional horse that wasn't a horse, luring people off to their deaths. They even had an agreement with them regarding offering a safe harbor for people like Nie Huaisang, who couldn't fight, letting the disciples of the Nie sect have an available retreat to somewhere safe without having to worry about the usual year-and-a-day return clause. It only applied to Nie disciples, and, in rare occasions, to someone who'd agreed to a blood-bound oath of loyalty, and even then only begrudgingly. Because it was the Nie disciples who came down beneath the ground every 7 years to wield steel and iron as allies in the neighbors' regular fight over tithing. Nie Huaisang made it a personal mission to make their presence less objectionable to the neighbors, talking and dancing with them, and a great deal of their grumpiness was assuaged by it. They even agreed to launch a few unprovoked attacks, which Nie Huaisang framed as pranks, and said that they appreciated Nie Huaisang's sense of humor. That was probably an insult, actually. At any rate, it certainly made for a more interesting place to stay than the Cloud Recesses, that's for sure. Even if Nie Huaisang secretly suspected the food, thistles and twigs and dirt, to his opened eyes, for all that it was shaped to look like human delicacies, would probably taste about the same. much more interesting, in fact. And it was rather funny the way most people rolled their eyes when he told them that his contribution to the Sunshot campaign had been to spend most of it dancing. Most people, anyway. Wei Wuxian frowned at him instead. "When you say dancing," he started to say, and then shook his head. "Never mind." "Indoor dancing," Nie Huaisang said, sounding him out. "Very nice, but there was always that roof above our heads. It really could make one feel claustrophobic at times, even though they painted it a lovely shade of blue." Wei Wuxian twitched noticeably, and Nie Huaisang grinned with teeth behind his fan. "I think Wei Gongxi may have tripped a circle in the burial mounds," he whispered to his brother later, who only arched his eyebrows. "Doesn't he seem a little older than when he left, even though he was only missing for 3 months?"
"3 months and a day," his brother said.
And oh, that was practically confirmation itself, wasn't it? "Do you think the demonic cultivation..."
"No, that's his," Nie Mingtui said. And for all that he never paid much attention to the neighbors, he knew a little too much about them. Sometimes, when Nie Huaisang asked, he attributed it to his saber spirit's occasional nightly wandering. But Nie Huaisang wasn't sure he believed him.
"They just gave him more time to work on it. 3 years instead of 3 months, I'd wager."
When it came to the neighbors, Nie Mingtui's wager was as good as a solid promise of gold. "I'll invite him to visit," Nie Huaisang decided. Of course, that wasn't to be. What with Wei Wuxian locking himself up in the Yilin burial mounds as an enemy of the entire cultivation world shortly thereafter. But Nie Mingtui wasn't easily deterred. After all, if Wei Wuxian had accidentally tripped into the neighbor's world under the mountain, under the mound, under the hill, in Yilin, that meant that there was a way to get out there, too. Nie Huaisang packed up some housewarming, sect-warming, presents, told his brother where he was going. He rolled his eyes but didn't object, and went down into their basement to go see Wei Wuxian. Maybe Wei Wuxian would like to join him for some dancing.